I don't know, because I'm quite sad that it is moving channels, because I think it's quite essentially a BBC program. But I think I'm even sadder now that Melon Zhu and Mary Berry are not going to Channel 4 with the program. So really now all we can do is wait and watch.
I think that's the thing, is that because you're a former baker as well, you have a completely different experience and relationship with the Bake Off than the rest of us do. And you know, you've been there, you've seen, you've experienced what it's like when Paul Hollywood turns up at your bench and starts, you know, grilling you how you're going to be making whatever it is you're making, and then gives you that look of either slight approval or slight disapproval. But do you think that for the show, they're almost irreplaceable? Mary Berry and Melon Sue, or do you think that it can still work, but it will obviously be different?
I think nobody in this world is, everyone just moves on, and then someone else comes over, which is absolutely fine. But I think if they get a really good team, and the program, the essence remains the same, and people will maybe forget about Bake Off. I hope not, but and then it will change. Maybe the name will change. Maybe it will be a completely new thing. And people might completely love it. The new team might have magic like these four had. Keeping fingers crossed and hope they find a really, really good team to take it forward.
What if they said to you, Chetna, do you know, we want to make it that the presenters are former contestants. Would you fancy presenting Bake Off?
Oh, I think it needs to come from some kind of comedy background, because I think it needs to bring that lightness and that, just to make fun of the whole situation, whether a contestant is having a bake fail or things are melting. Then I think there needs to be some kind of fun aspect. So I think if it would be nice if somebody from a comedy background will be able to take over, like Mel and Sue themselves were.
Well, Chetna, let's look now at what happened in last night's episode. And it was all about pastry and different forms of pastry. Was it quite surprising to you, actually, when they were looking through some of these challenges, that people didn't seem to necessarily know the shape of certain things they had to make, or in the case of Bakewells, nobody really seemed to have made them before? Did that maybe surprise you, all of that?
I it did really did surprise me that some of them didn't know what Bakewell tart was, and it's not even it's such a classic, and everyone has sometime had it, or some the families or grandmothers or whatever used to make it, and it's still so popular, and you can get it in all the shops and all the bakeries everywhere. So I was quite surprised.
What about Rav? How lucky is he? He's been bottom of the technicals for the last three weeks, and then he still manages to sneak through his final day. He's always so composed and so good with it.
Yes, I think he's just been that lucky, but to pull it out of the bag on the final day. But that's what it's all about, the three different challenges. So if you do perform really good in your showstopper, then people forget that you did badly the day before. And even Tom, God, he did really badly last week, and he wasn't quite good this week either. So I think he was more lucky than Rav, because he's been in the bottom two for 2 weeks now. So I'm still there.
What about your winner then? You must have formulated by now who you think has got the skill and the charm to get through this.
No, I still don't know, because it's what, week five, and I don't think it's very clear still, because like you can see that if Rav had one fall and then he was really good the next day, and so is Tom. He's had bad days, but he's still there. So you don't know. Maybe next week they're amazing. So, but I do think that Jane, I have a feeling that Jane is really strong, and she's showing really good baking skills. She might go to the end, but who knows?
And Chetna, final question. It's actually one from my mum. I was watching it last night with my mum, and I think it was Mel at one point took a load of somebody's bakes and sort of disappeared with them. And my mum was like, what actually happens at the end? Do the crew come and dig in? Do you all take your own bakes home? How does it work?
No, we don't take our bakes home. So once the filming is done and everybody's had the judging done, then, yeah, the crew attacks and everyone, even us, if we want to have some more of other people, other bakers' bakes, then we, you know, it's open to all. So, yeah, nothing is taken away. Everything gets eaten in the tent itself.
If there's lots of free cake going, I think I might have to apply for the next series of The Bake Off. It sounds like my kind of weekend, to be honest, that chat.
Yes, yes, definitely. Yeah, you should.
Chetna, it's always a real pleasure to get you on. Thank you for joining us again on the show today.
Oh, thank you.